There's been fish all over, deep points, beaches. Yeah, it's been absolute knockout.
But there has been a lot of Dorado, quite a few bullfish.
But if it's tight lines and the backing rods that you're after, Turkmontain is once again the place to be.
Make it a summer to remember. Are you geared up? Are you prepared?
There you go, buddy. Hit now!
This is the Angler News SA podcast. I'm Vanessa Green.
Hello, anglers, what a summer, guys. It is merely just the start. Now, apart from it being an absolute cooker this week, it's been firing on all cylinders, from Dorado to tuna, shad to sandies, and bass to yellowfish. Guys, KZN is alive. The fishing is firing. The summer is blazing, and the East Coast, well, we are just simply loving it right now. The only question is, are you ready? Are you ready to make it a summer to remember? Are you geared up? Are you prepared to get those rods bending and those reels screaming? Most importantly, are you ready to get into that strike zone in KZN? Well, guys, the good news is our reporters certainly are, and with their eyes on the ocean, their ears on the ground, and apart from being amongst the anglers, they have the latest scoop for all the areas you want to go and fish over this coming weekend. All you gotta do now is turn up the volume and get ready to amplify your summer. But before we do, guys, huge shout out to our sponsor, the one and only, the legendary, the Kingfisher.
The Kingfisher are the leading fishing tackle specialist. We stock gear for every facet of fishing, from carp to cooter, marlin to trout. Basically, everything. We have stores across KZN, from Toti to Salt Rock, Durban to Pietermaritzburg. You can also find us online at kingfisher.co.za.
Thank you, the Kingfisher. Now, guys, remember, the Kingfisher is open throughout this festive season, apart from Christmas Day. However, Belita and Salt Rock are open. And, you know what? Check out their trading times. It's on the social media. Guys, they are there for you, right? And there are still some major deals going on. It was like 12 days of Christmas. It kicked off from this past weekend. It's going on till Christmas Eve. And I think, rumor has it, there is something special going on. There's something brewing going on straight after this festive period. So, you know, listen out for it. It is going to be an absolute game changer. All right, speaking about changing the game, let's get back into the fishing reports and change our summer game. If you haven't got into that fishing as yet, where have you been? Stop doing that work and get out and fish. The fish are out there. It is firing, it is sizzling, it is cooking, it is whatever you want it to be. Those rods will be bending, and these are the strike zones. So let's kick it off with Mike V and Brad Krobler.
How's it, guys? It's been a really good time on the beaches. There's been sandies, honeys, diamonds, a couple of blackfin, some zambies. Yeah, it's all been all about the nettables. From as far north as you can think, down to as far south as you can think, there's been fish all over. Deep points, beaches, yeah. It's been absolute knockout. But in the mix, there's still some edibles around. There are guys fishing for them. The guys in their bronze beam, their stumpies, shared, all that sort of fishing. Cobble gone a bit quiet, but it's, yeah, there have been some nice edibles in the mix. On the paddle ski and ski boat side, when it's been right, the guys that launched the Dorado have been absolutely wild. There's been a lot of Dorado. I heard of one of 20 kilos, some in the 12 to 15 range, a lot of small ones. In the mix, there's been some snook. The guys still fishing on their bottom for the yellows, some beck, bottom fish, all that sort of thing. So the oaks that are launching when it's right are getting some good numbers of fish. Durban Bay, lots of juvenile grunt. Piles and piles of juvenile grunt in Durban Bay. A lot of kingies came in during the week, and on the weekend that just passed in the rain. Some good big eyes, some good blacktip kingies, one or two of those nice middle-sized GTs. So, yeah, there's been a lot of those. A couple spring on the bank, not a lot of them, just a few. But, yeah, it's been a good exercise in the bay. Guys, thank you very much. This is Mike V for ANSA News.
G'day, guys. It's Brad here from Linsky Fishing Charters. Guys, the fishing report for the Durban area over the last week. Well, guys, to be honest with you, I haven't done much bottom fishing at all over the last week, mainly because the game fish have been really prolific. There has been a lot of Dorado, quite a few bullfish in the size of some blacks, marlin, and a couple of saleys. Yesterday, there were quite a few little bit of small yellowfin tuna that came off the northern side, Sloty Belito side. On the bottom fish side, guys, as I say, I only can give you what I've heard. There has been some really nice slinger soldiers and rockards, the normal stuff off Durban, but that's all what I've heard about. As once again, I have not done any of that stuff this week. So guys, yeah, the water today was a bit iffy. It's gone a bit cold and greeny, but hopefully with the southwester, it will clean the water up and bring the warm water back. And then, yeah, the game fish will be back on. Right, guys, so this is Brad for Angling News South Africa. And guys, fun to speak to you all next week.
Thank you, Mike and Brad. What a start from my hometown. Absolutely firing the summer. Chasing the summer tide, that's the title. Guys, we are chasing those summer fish. It is definitely on the bite. Brad is not even dropping lines. You know, he's not going bottom fishing because that's how much pelagics are out right now. Absolutely loving it. All right, now let's stay in Durban. Let's just move slightly further north. Let's stick around in that Durban North area. You know, that's where the beach vibes are. What's happening with the summer vibes? Well, Michaela Daniels is going to tell us all about it.
What's up, everyone? This is Michaela from Durban, reporting for Angler News SA. It's been another fantastic week of fishing for our local Durban anglers, with many walking away with some amazing catches. Starting off at Blue Lagoon, there's been plenty big shad coming out, as well as a few stumpies and grunter, while the guys at Beachwood have also been hooking into some lovely shad, some sand sharks, and a couple of stumpies. For the guys of Virginia, there's been a variety of species coming out, but it's mainly been lots of shad and quite a few pompano and stuff. Moving along to Umpqua, there's been shad coming out in the early mornings with the odd shark in between, while the rest of the day has been producing the odd stumpy and ray. For the offshore guys, it's been another week of absolute mayhem out in the deep with the Dorado and the yellowfin tuna, while there's still plenty of snook coming out off backline and a few cooter coming out off the shallow bait marks. While the bottoms are still hot with reds and rock art. From floaty, the rock and surf guys, there's been plenty of cave bass coming out and big ones, as well as a few rock art and stumpies, while the offshore has also fired with Dorado and the bottoms has been producing beautiful yellowtail and rock art. That's going to be it from me for this week, guys. Tight lines and have a great one.
Oh, Michaela, what a report. That is exactly what I want to hear. This is exactly what we want. Those summer species that are coming out. Such a variety of species. Brilliant report. Enough to get us amped. I think that should be the title of this week's show. Getting amped, because that's exactly what our reporters are giving us. Speaking of which, let's see what's happening further up north, where it's really cooking right now. Guys, this is Deandra.
It's been such a change in the last 2 weeks in fishing in the North Coast. The sandies are hot on the bite with multiple catches over 1.5 meters. Now, these catches have been reported all over the North Coast with easy wading beaches and points to cast from. The bait of choice has been mackerel heads with fillet and in some cases just whole mackerel with the tails cut off. Staying on the flatfish side, the honeys have also shown in larger numbers with a stunner of a catch of 80 kilograms landed by a junior angler and measuring at 151 centimeters. Well done to this angler. This is such an epic catch for this type of species. There has been some good few windows for the offshore anglers with many Dorado and Wahoo catches, as well as a good variety of bottoms also in the mix. Those just looking around and scratching between the rocks, there are still some smaller stumpies, bronze bream, carp and shad around. Doesn't matter which spot you pick to fish, there should still be some fish around. Enjoy the summer and all the best for the fishing this week. I'm Deandra reporting for Angling News South Africa. Tightlines.
Thank you, Dee. What an amazing report. Oh, yes, yes, yes. It's a great start. There's fish all over the place. All right, now let's change it up a bit. Let's see what's happening in the Midlands. This is for those guys that want to get away from those waves of beach crowd, right? If it's a bit too much, if it's too hectic and you want a little more of a chill session, right? Something a little more calmer, it's the Midlands. But is it calm enough? Because the fish are going wild right there. Certain species, though, Jan is going to tell us all about it.
Hey there, guys. So I'm not at all sure that the weatherman knows exactly what he's doing currently. Perhaps the Christmas spirit has gotten to him early and he's just flicking switches as the weather's moving between extremes in the blink of an eye. 1 minute, where the temperature drops to near single figures and we are swimming in the rain. And the next minute, it is cooking and you can't take in enough liquid fast enough to maintain a sweat. I guess such a summer in the Midlands. And you will no doubt recall the heatwave that was December last year. But on the upside, the swings are pretty much short-lived, and the weather roundabout will have us in the exact opposite pole very shortly. And if the forecast is anything to go by, we are in for more of the wet, drippy stuff in the coming week. While last weekend's inclement weather kept most anglers off the water, there are still some fish about to keep the intrepid, venturing anglers busy. So all you need to do is get out there and get into it. The rains of the last week have kept the rivers on the up, and, as I mentioned, the anglers off the water. The upper reaches are flowing clear but strong, but the lower reaches are pretty solid chocolate, so the best bet is to head on up. Word is that heavy metal is the way to conduct business, that is tungsten nymphs, and the dry fly pretty much less effective in the fast waters. A word of caution, however, is to anybody venturing up into blue line territory, is that the prospect of a proper berg thunderstorm and with the possibility of a flash flood is ever present. So guys, watch that weather. The good thing about the rain is that it fills up the dams, which across the Midlands are reaching full status at the moment. Midmar and Albert Falls are currently at 96 and 98% full supply level. And I reckon just a couple more of the bigger thunderstorms will almost certainly top them off to overflow, which is usual from any time now towards the end of the month. There have been a few returns from the Natal Fly Fishers Club Stillwater Anglers, but through the reports of muddy and churned roads, just a single mention of fish in the 20 to 30 centimeter, that is 7 to 10 inch range. Water temperatures are heating up, with a 21 degrees reported in one of the trends, which is starting to get warm for trout. With the warmer water though, the trout's larder is also active, and word from the water is that there are plenty of minnows around, which is a favorite trout food item. So strap on a good minnow pattern, and there are plenty to choose from, but a personal favorite is a Zonka type minnow in olive, which closely resembles the indigenous chubby head barb. The local frog population will also have been enjoying the rains and getting their game on, so plenty of tadpoles are about. And ye old bog standard black woolly bugger will do nicely for that, thank you very much. On the bass angling front, Midmark continues to produce good numbers of small fish, while talk around Albert Falls centers on the luminous green water and a lack of fish. For those bass anglers that are gearing up for competition, the 2026 bass tournament calendars are popping up, so watch those social media pages for events in your area. And news from the pinnacle of the competition scene, it was recently announced that local bass fishing maestro Martin de Kock was rated as the number one bass angler in the world by the Freshwater International Sport Fishing Federation. Big ups and huge congratulations to Martin. But if it's tight lines and a bucking rod that you're after, Sterkfontein is once again the place to be, reports Jeremy Rochester from Escape Fly Fishing. The dry fly game is on, with hoppers and beetles in brown and black lily, and along with ant and termite patterns in the late afternoon. So guys, do stop in the Kingfisher Maritzburg for the best in tackle advice. And this is Jan Kobal reporting for Kingfisher Maritzburg and for Angler News South Africa.
Ah, Jan, what a great report. What great detail with that water levels. I mean, this guy really gets us a full report. Everything from the weather to the water level, well, to the dam levels anyway, and the species that are coming out and where they are coming out. This is what Angler News is about. Getting the right reporters to give us the exact report of what's happening. I mean, if that is not a detailed reporter having your ears on the ground, I don't know what will. All right, so guys, let's move on back to the coast. Let's kick it off in the Mid-South Coast with Ray Thompson and a forecast of what's happening this weekend.
The good news is the summer fish are here. There's been a lot of sand sharks all the way up to the north coast. A lot of sand sharks, and that's over the last couple of days. Also, a hammer or two off of Warner's tidal pool. Lots of mulkies, lots of spinners around. A couple of grey sharks, and that's all in that entire area, bud. Quite a few shad been coming out at Umkamaz, Winkel, and Inyoni Rock. So for those that want to go and catch edible fish, the shad are there. So summer fish, again, from Saturday onwards, Friday onwards, you know that. Enjoy, guys. Go out there, have some fun. Water's going to be extra clean. So go out there and have some fun on the boogie boards. Every other board that you can get hold of, and enjoy your fishing.
Yes, 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 right. That's exactly what I want to hear. Oh, I'm licking my lips and rubbing my palms. I am getting psyched. I am getting amped. Oh, this weekend, you know we are going to be fishing. Oh, yes, man. I can't wait. All right, now let's leave it to our South Coast guru to bring the show home. What is happening on the lower half of the South Coast? You know, it's the purple patch starting again. There are so many species that are coming out. I have been bombarded with catches the entire week from Adam, and what I love about it is that there are so many varieties of species. So whether you want the edibles or inedibles, they are there. I'm going to leave Adam to give you the detailed report of it.
Hey, Vinesh, how are you, my friend? I hope everybody at East Coast Radio's had an awesome week. So yes, it is the South Coast, guys, and it is a belter. It is super hot down here. We've got holiday makers looking like cherry tomatoes. We've got shad on the bite. We've got hammers. We've got grays. We've got sandies. You've even got bronze bream. Now, things have turned down just slightly in terms of the fish, but not the temperature, where the guys aren't catching those bomber-sized shad. They're getting mixed sizes in between, and then a few bigger ones here and there. There's a couple of really small kingies that I have seen coming out. You know, we've had a couple of decent-sized sandies, not major ones. There's been one or two popping up at our local spots. We all know where those are, Vinesh. And, you know, again, the guys fishing Margate Pier have had one or two bites of shad. There's been a couple of blacktail and bream. However, the guys fishing on the ski boats have been rewarded with beautiful tuna, absolutely stunning fish. So, yeah, look, the last couple of days, the weather has been a little bit sort of, I don't know, east and west. We have a bit of seaweed sort of between Shelly Beach and I would say just north of Margate Pier. So unfortunately, those sort of particular spots, as we know, when you've got a bit of weed in the area, the fish tend to turn off, or they sit a bit deeper, or they move to the cleaner water. But We have a huge coastline. Heading to Port Edward is miles long, guys. So, you know what? It doesn't take that long to drive to another beach and find the fish, because unfortunately, that's what you're just going to have to do. So if you are coming down on holiday, trust me, bring everything with the kitchen sink and Aladdin's magic flying carpet, because you're going to have to go and look for that clean water. Just unfortunately, it is what it is. Hopefully, though, coming to the weekend, things might clear up. The seaweed might settle a little bit. We might get a bit more cleaner water and those rockfish come on the bite, the shad come on the bite. And yeah, we might even start getting some decent sized cob because they are still there. However, you might just have to throw a bit further than usual. Otherwise, guys, stay safe, tight lines, and let's see those catches.
Ooh, Adam, what a way to bring on the show. Yes, that's a great way to round it off, all those species, all those catches. He is not even joking. There is so much fish coming out down the South Coast on a daily basis. So, guys, this is your KZN report. It is absolutely firing. It's the festive season. Everyone's in the happy, jolly mood. The fishing is going on, no matter whether you're on the north or the south or inland. Guys, you are going to get those rods bending. Now, there is so much more happening in KZN over this weekend. I mean, we've got the Amshlanga Beach Festival. There's the Manzantoti Summer Fest. Margate has it's called the summer thing going on. Look, everywhere there is something going on. So here's the beauty of it, right? It's the festive season. It's time for family, friends, enjoying the summer breaks that we have, the public holidays in between, the extra special gifts that we have in our stockings. So just get out there and fish. There's so much activities that the family can be entertained. You can have a rod in the water. It is clear skies. It is beautiful ocean days. Get out onto the ocean. Hey, listen, if you want to find out more about what's happening along the coast in a general point of view, make sure to catch me on Friday mornings on East Coast Radio at 6:40. That's where I've got the Coast Watch to give you a little insight of what to do over the weekend. The beauty of this is while you go fishing, there's enough activities I'm going to lay down for the rest of the family. Everyone's going to be enjoying Durban. Everyone's going to be enjoying KZN, the East Coast. It is absolutely beautiful. It is the summer vibes. So with all that being said, we will be back next week. So until then...
This is the Angler News SA podcast. I'm Vanessa Green. Find more episodes at ecr.co.za under podcasts or your favorite podcast app. Let's fish for the future.